Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Jack. The Yetis whipped up something special for you for your 1,000th pod. I think you're gonna like this mix. I think you're really gonna love this mix, man.
Hey, Nick. Jack.
Aloha, besties.
Hi, we are a big fan of T-Boy from Japan.
Hi, this is Marley. This is Maxwell. I'm over from Charleston, South Carolina.
This is Tom Malero from Tiger, Georgia.
Michelle Jones from Salmonek, Illinois.
This is Khaled from Kuwait.
This is Doug from Brazil.
This is John from Toronto.
This is Pedro from Portugal.
This is Heather Valentine.
Colleen and
Arel.
New and Schwander. From Columbus, Ohio.
It's Lauren.
Luis from Santa Clara, California.
In Chicago, doing logistics.
I'm Chris from Alaska.
This is Ryan Air Park coming from the beautiful AT&T Discovery District in Dallas, Texas.
Nick. Jack.
Congratulations on 1,000.
Happy 1,000th episode. Congratulations on all your episodes and the new babies.
Congrats, guys.
Can't wait to tune in from Austin, Texas for episode 1,000.
Happy 1,000th episode.
Not too shabby.
1,000 episodes. Not too shabby. It's Thursday, the new Friday.
It's Friday, the real Friday.
Here's our three stories.
To hear that wonderful mix.
Guac is always extra.
Guac is always extra.
Guac is always extra. Sit down, stand up, sit back down again.
People always prioritize puppy.
People ultimately prioritize puppies. Yeah.
P-U-P-P. Yeah.
Celebrate the wins.
Celebrate the wins.
Celebrate the wins.
Celebrate the wins.
In this economy?
In this economy?
Zucky.
Why don't you sprinkle a little context on it?
Always be launched.
Really just a fantastic mix.
Slam it.
Slam it. Sweater.
When you know, you know.
When you know, you know.
It's Ceviche Wednesday.
Ceviche Wednesday.
Yetis, we repeat.
Ceviche Wednesday is a thing.
We love Ceviche Wednesday.
Ceviche Wednesday.
Mattress, mattress, mattress.
Mattress, mattress, mattress.
Ipso facto.
Ipso facto.
Cookie crisp.
Cookie crisp.
Cookie crisp.
H-Y-H-T-B-O-Y.
Have you seen the best one yet?
And now it's time for the best fact yet.
the best butt yet.
Is the best one yet.
Make it TBOY.
Make today the best one yet.
Don't forget to make today a T-boy.
Thank you for shining on our birthdays, T-boy.
Can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
You guys are awesome.
I love you.
I love you, T-boy.
Thank you, boys.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Monday. Welcome back, July 7th. And today's 1,000th episode is the best one yet.
Wow, this is a T-boy, Nick.
Oh, there was no rounding on that one, Jack, was
there? We want to celebrate, but we do have three stories to cover, too.
We have three fantastic stories. Speaking of which, Jack, first story, what do we got on the show?
For our first story, Shopify is at war with meetings. It just launched a meeting cost calculator.
Because Yetis, your three-person meeting could cost up to $3,000.
For our second story, Opill. Opill just became the first birth control in America to be sold over the counter.
But it's not just a medical pill, it's actually an economic pill.
And our third and final story, 115 million Americans are sweltering through one of the worst heat waves maybe ever.
And air conditioner stocks are living their best lives.
But Yetis, before we hit that fantastic mix.
Like we said, this is a fantastic mix of stories, Jack.
996, 997, 997. 98,
there we go.
999.
I like what you're putting out. And we can pass 1,000 episodes of the best one yet of T-Boy.
Indeed. Today is the 1,000th episode of this podcast.
1,000 episodes of the best one yet.
Our first podcast was May 23rd, 2018.
Today's pod is the best one yet.
What a lovely coincidence. But Nick, can we sprinkle on some more context over the last 5+ years of
podding? I mean, Jack, let's whip out the really big whiteboard on this one. What are you seeing, man?
We have covered 46 different Zuckings.
We have covered 292 different double-digit lattes.
We have jumped in T-boy style to 598 profits. Puppies.
I mean, Jack, I'm doing the math, carrying the one, add the nine. That is 1,000 episodes means 3,000 takeaways.
And 9,000 mattresses.
That's a whole lot of razzle-dazzle and a whole lot of sprinkle-dinkle.
We crunched the numbers. 1,000 episodes is actually 14 consecutive continuous days of T-Boy.
Oh, Jack, can we get a media translation on that number?
1,000 episodes is more episodes than The Simpsons.
And The Simpsons has an infinity number of episodes.
You want to know how many Cookie Crisps we've had on this pod?
I would love to know, and I think you're the man to tell us.
Actually, only 12 Cookie Crisps.
Oh, can we get one more? Make it 13?
Cookie Crisps, let's make it 13.
Yetis, thank you for being a part of 1,000 best ones yet.
Besties, thank you for getting us to this best number yet.
Now, at the top of the show, you heard some of the shout-out video that our listeners put together for us. That was very nice.
It brought Nick and me to tears. It's the kind of stuff that brings us to the mics every single day.
Honestly, knowing that you're picking up what we're putting out, that's why we do this every day.
That's why we're celebrating this big win together.
With you, the besties and the Yeti.
Now, let's hit our three stars.
Oh, almost 1,001.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show.
For our first story, Shopify just announced it's eliminated hundreds of thousands of hours of meetings, and it did it with their new meeting cost calculator.
Because you can't manage what you can't measure.
I mean, Jack, we got to start at the beginning here. Shopify, it is a software for e-commerce. Let's begin there.
If you bought a cute top or a Slammin' Salmon sweater online, if you didn't buy it on Amazon, chances are you bought it on Shopify.
Yeah, Shopify, their software basically runs e-commerce. But Shopify is making news right now, not for their product, but for their policy.
Their policy is a war on meetings. Earlier this year, Shopify banned any meetings from happening on Wednesdays.
And then Shopify went even further. They banned recurring meetings from happening at all.
If you want to have a weekly meeting, you need to set that weekly meeting every week.
It better be important. But Shopify just pulled off their biggest move yet in the war on meetings.
Shopify launched their meeting cost calculator.
The meeting cost calculator. Yetis, this thing, it's going to put a price tag on that jam sesh with Jenny. And you know what we're talking about, Jenny.
Oh, can we just jam over KPIs like on a walk and talk?
Not anymore, Jenny.
Because Yetis, time is money. But how much money? That's the question.
Exactly. That is the question. Well, Shopify's new product is helping employees calculate exactly that answer.
This new product is a computer plugin. It probably plugs into your company's Gmail. So when you set up a meeting in Google Calendar, you can click to see the cost of that specific meeting.
And here's what the software does. It's going to take three variables into an equation. Which variables, Jack?
How long is the meeting? How many people are in the meeting, and what's the average salary of the people in the meeting?
Yetis, you're on your way to work right now. Get this. The cost of a three-person 30-minute meeting with your average Shopify employee, Jack, what's that going to run them?
That's going to cost a few hundred bucks of the people's time.
Okay, get this. The cost of a 10-person one-hour meeting with a couple of managers throw in there?
That's going to cost a couple thousand bucks, maybe. That quarterly sales division all hands that happens at the company offsite?
What is the price?
$250,000, Nick.
Yetis, when you put the numbers on this stuff, these meetings, they are expensive.
Now, Yetis, some meetings are necessary.
Right, like collaboration, that is critical, isn't it, Jack?
Every day to produce this pot, it starts at 9 a.m. when we do what we call the headline hammer meeting to choose our three stories.
But here's the deal. So many meetings are not critical collaboration meetings, are they?
No, and yet we're all feeling guilty about declining invitations when we get invited to a meeting.
All of us get decline guilt. It happens to the best of us.
And that's why they launched this calculator. They want their employees to glorify the decline.
Because if you decline an unnecessary meeting with Carol from accounting or Frank from finance
or Nick from engineering, if you decline those meetings, you're saving the company money.
And Jack, can you whip out the whiteboard and tell us the results on this stuff, man?
Shopify claims they're on pace to save 322,000 hours by not doing 474,000 meetings this year.
You wouldn't expense a $500 lobster dinner. Why would you expense the $500 meeting?
That didn't have to happen. It could have just been an email.
It could have been an email. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are probably about to be stuck in a long meeting right now?
You can't manage what you can't measure.
You can't manage what you can't measure. Yetis, that's a quote from Mike Bloomberg, the billionaire former mayor and entrepreneur.
Here's the idea. We're aware there are problems, but we won't act on those problems unless the problem is quantified.
For example, you know you shouldn't buy so much takeout, but you won't act until you know how much you're actually spending.
You know you should use Instagram less, but you won't do it until you measure how many minutes you're actually in that thing.
Well, Shopify is embracing the same exact principle. They know that too many meetings is not a good thing.
But they know you won't manage your schedule properly unless you're measuring the impact.
Because Yetis, you can't manage what you can't measure. For our second story, the FDA just approved the first birth control pill to be over the counter.
This isn't just a story about a medication. It's also a story about the economy.
The name of this pill is Opill, and it is a contraception pill.
If used correctly, it's 98% effective in preventing pregnancy.
Now, Jack, we should point out, when you said it's 98% effective in preventing pregnancy, where did we get that information exactly?
The FDA's website, the Food and Drug Administration.
And why did we go to the Food and Drug Administration's website to find out about a birth control pill?
Because that's the same agency that just approved Opill for over-the-counter use.
For the first time in the United States, the pill is now available without a prescription.
Now, Opill is manufactured by Ireland-based Perrigo, whose stock bounced 5% on news of the FDA's landmark approval.
And the new over-the-counter Opill is expected to hit shelves of your local pharmacy by next January.
The pill. Yetis, the pill, it's been available for decades. Why is this news such a big deal that it went over the counter?
The reason Jack and I found this fascinating is because of friction. Whenever there is more friction or less friction, Jack and I get really curious about the situation.
Right now, 60 years after the oral contraceptive pill was invented, women still need a doctor's prescription to get that pill.
All right, now here's where the friction comes in. Not everyone has a doctor. And in many places, doctors aren't taking on new clients. And then who actually has time to see a doctor? That's a lot of friction.
Oh, and by the way, why should a woman need to ask her doctor for permission to take the pill in the first place?
Well, the FDA thinks they shouldn't need to ask their doctor's permission in order to access the pill.
And that's why they made it over the counter. Now you can get it without needing a prescription, and the pill becomes much more accessible.
You could walk into a drugstore, and just as easily as you get a Tylenol, you could walk out with a birth control pill.
The other reason this is such a big deal, besides removing friction,
it's because half of the 6 million births in the United States every year happen to be unplanned births.
And the final reason this is a big deal is the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade last year.
Now that the last resort has gone for many women, the first resort is more important.
This over-the-counter designation removes friction, thus giving back women more control.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are all of us Americans?
Research shows that the pill isn't just a medication. It's also an economic booster.
Yetis, Jack and I should sprinkle on a little more context here. The United States, we're actually playing catch-up with this new innovation.
Yeah, over half of the world already has the pill available over-the-counter.
Yes, 100 other countries are already doing this, and they've been doing it for years.
And this isn't just a human rights issue. Decades of research shows that the pill is an economic booster shot, too.
Jack and I jumped in T-boy style. Countless economic studies show that the pill resulted in higher workforce participation among women,
which is good for the economy.
And the pill specifically helped boost educational attainment, also for women,
which is good for the economy.
And the pill specifically also reduced the number of children born into poverty,
which is good for the economy.
When you add it all up, Yetis, that's why this isn't a story about just human rights and access to contraception.
It's also a story about the economy. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yetis, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Yetis, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
For our third and final story, Phoenix, Arizona is going to see 18 straight days of, get this, 110 degree weather.
The world and us humans are hot, and so is the air conditioner business as a result.
So, so hot. But Jack, before we kick this off, grab the shake weights and the tankini. It is hot zuck summer out there.
It's also just hot summer, like the hottest summer ever. But whatever you're experiencing, Arizona is hotter.
Arizona has had a high temperature of over 110 degrees for 12 days in a row.
It's on pace for a record 18 straight days of 110 degrees or more.
Just repeat, each day this week in Arizona, it's going to be over 110 degrees. No breaks.
How about the overnight temperatures? You don't think about that part.
No, you don't. Because the overnight temperature, you think it's going to drop. It's the desert. Things are going to get chilly. Maybe you bring a sweater.
The overnight low that happens at like 3 a.m. is 95 degrees.
Yetis, residents of Phoenix, Arizona are reporting that the drinking water is coming out of the tap hot. Like the cold water, it's actually hot.
Yeah. If you want a cold shower, it's not possible because the water resting in your pipes waiting to be turned on It's sitting at 100 degrees. It's insane.
Yeah, he's ice cream, you scream. We all are actually screaming for ice cream.
Yes, and that's why air conditioners in this country right now have become a life or death appliance.
Jack and I have noticed that the air conditioner has shifted product categories. It's gone from a nice to have to a need to have.
From an amenity to a necessity.
Exactly, and the National Weather Service is basically saying you need one because they warned that Las Vegas is so hot right now, it's presented a deadly threat.
This is serious. If you're outside for like any amount of time on the Vegas Strip, it is a life-threatening situation.
Yeah, it looks like the only two industries benefiting from the current heat wave are popsicles and air conditioners.
Yeah, air conditioners. If you live in North Dakota, you probably don't have an air conditioner, but you might be buying one soon.
Because the market for air conditioners is getting bigger, and it's getting bigger really quickly.
Because it's getting hotter.
According to the International Energy Agency, by 2050, there are going to be twice as many air conditioners as there are today. There are going to be nearly 6 billion air conditioner units on planet Earth.
Because of climate change, the market for ACs will double by 2050.
And we are seeing it in the air conditioner stocks. Because Yetis, yeah, there are air conditioner stocks.
Carrier, Lennox, and Trane are all up 50% this year.
In fact, all three of them have popped 5% during this current heat wave. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone in the energy industry?
Air conditioning is the duct tape of climate change.
Yetis, climate change is a problem we have to fix or the world is going to get hotter and hotter and hotter.
The way we slow down climate change is emitting fewer greenhouse gases.
Okay, but here's the thing. That requires major widespread policy action. And in the meantime, consumers are just taking action to adapt themselves.
They're getting air conditioners. And the industry is enjoying record sales because of it.
But here's the problem. And what is the problem with everyone getting air conditioners right now, Jack?
Air conditioners emit more greenhouse gases. So it's a solution that also exacerbates the problem.
For the air conditioner companies, it's like the more of them that are bought, the more of them that are needed.
Yetis, climate change requires we replace and upgrade the entire system.
Until then, we're just patching it up. And we're doing that with the duct tape of climate change.
Air conditioners.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for the 1,000th time?
Yeah, it's my honor, Nick. Shopify is using a meeting cost calculator to show employees the price of that 30-minute meeting.
Because you can't manage what you can't measure.
For our second story, Opill is the first contraceptive pill to be sold over the counter.
It's not just a medication. This move can be an economic booster shot.
And our third and final story, the market for air conditioners gets bigger and bigger as the earth gets warmer and warmer.
But air conditioners, they're the duct tape of climate change. Yetis, you look fantastic.
Nick, you look fantastic. And it's an honor doing 1,000th episode with
Jack,
you.
Jack, you've looked fantastic for 1,000 episodes.
You know, you're my only co-host. You know that, right? You're my first and only.
Co-host for life. Yetis, if you want to see the 1,000 shout-out video, head over to TboyPod on Instagram. We just whipped it up for you there.
It's an incredible video. We'd love you to see it.
Thank you for being with us for 3,000 takeaways.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
And 13 cookie crisps.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Shopify, and I own stock of Amazon. And no cookies were crisped in this episode. Actually, one was. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.